Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two balls, two strikes to Bryce Harper. Suarez delivers. Swing and a drive. Left field. It's deep. It's going.
Yes!
And it is gone.
Yes! Yes.
It is bedlam at the bank as Bryce Harper has put the Phillies on top.
Are you kidding me?
His 10th career home run in the postseason. And he may never hit a bigger one.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Gave me chills there. Live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly for the Red October Rally presented by Budweiser. Enjoy ice-cold Budweiser during all the Phillies postseason action at Chickies and Pete's. Joining us now, Bryce Harper. Bryce, appreciate you taking the time today.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks, guys.
So I think the first question is, how are you feeling? You know, we heard about the, you know, you're dealing with some elbow stuff, dealing with some wrist stuff, and got some time to rest it up. How is that?
Yeah, definitely been feeling it a little bit, you know, obviously in the second half. But I feel good. I feel ready to go. Mentally, physically, I feel prepared to start on Saturday and, you know, ready to get this thing rolling.
You know, we've heard a lot. Obviously, you heard some stuff last year about how the bye week and it's a negative and so on and so forth. Can you sort of talk us through what you've done this week to stay sharp and sharpen up and how that's gone and how you feel about that heading into Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, I think there was, you know, one team or two teams that really, you know, kind of had problems with it, that didn't like the feeling of that. Obviously, the Astros, they did a phenomenal job of kind of staying pristine with their game and what they needed to do. As a team as a whole, I think, obviously, I think we could have used this week, to tell you the truth. You know, I think that, you know, Monday having the day off and Tuesday kind of coming in and hitting BP and doing the things we can on the machines to kind of keep us sharp a little bit. And then Wednesday, I thought, you know, the game yesterday, I thought it was pretty competitive. Obviously, I don't care who I'm facing. If it's our guys or anybody else's, I'm going to be super competitive. And I think a lot of our guys are like that. So we know what the plan needs to be and kind of what the mode it needs to be at this point. I think we're all really hungry and ready to roll. I mean, obviously, when you're watching baseball this week, you're just really excited and ready to get rolling. So as a whole, I think we know kind of what we want to do, the goal, and we got a, you know, really good mindset going into Saturday, and we're just ready to get going.
Everyone focuses on the, I guess, the physical part of the bye week, right? You guys getting healthy physically. I look at the mental part of it as well, Bryce. You guys got off to a great start, best team in baseball record-wise for pretty much two-thirds of the season, and then you sort of had to grind it out to get through the final third of the season and led to an NL East division title, first one in 13 years. I would imagine mentally there's a grind there as well, and this allows you guys to sort of give your mind's a chance to recharge and refresh also to get you ready for the postseason.
Yeah, I mean, I think anytime you go into a season, it's very tough to go wire to wire. So I'm very proud of the type of, you know, season we've had thus far, obviously being able to win the East for the first time in a long time. And then, you know, obviously, like you said, you know, we played a really good season, I'd say all year long, but also, you know, obviously we haven't played our best baseball the last, I would say, probably 2 weeks, 3 weeks of the season, obviously, or kind of the second half. So we kind of, you know, really needed this, I think, as a team, mentally, physically. I think, you know, going into that last, you know, couple weeks of the season, we were all kind of feeling it a little bit. A lot of us played, you know, a lot of baseball this year. And, you know, I think as a team, just kind of be able to reset, sit back, see what we need to do, see what we need to kind of, you know, get better at, what we need to do as a team to just go play our game and understand who we are, what our identity is, and you know, let's play in Philly baseball, playing it hard, playing it right, playing it, you know, tough, having that grit and that passion that we have, and feeding off our fan base as well. So I'm excited to, you know, see what the bank is all about on Saturday and Sunday, and obviously one pitch at a time. Playoff baseball is a lot of fun. I'm excited about it. I can't wait, and I think a lot of us are, you know, feeling that same way.
When the owner says at the beginning of the season he wants his bleeping trophy back, he said it. He said it during the celebration of the NL East division title. I loved it. I loved it, and I loved you guys' reaction in the locker room to it. But I'm wondering, does that put pressure on you, or do you guys embrace it and want to go out and get that trophy back for him? How do you guys sort of take that in when the owner sort of throws that out there to you?
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously John's right. You know, I think all of us want the trophy. Obviously, he wants it, you know, in a different way, right? Like, I think as an owner, you want to do that. And, you know, he's excited for our team. He's excited for our club, and he wants it back. Obviously, they had it, and he wants it back. So I think as a team, we you know, face that as a challenge, and we want that as well. I think the pressure is always there, especially playing in Philadelphia. I think, you know, I think being able to play in an organization and in a city and with a fan base, that always wants their trophy back, right? Everybody mm-hmm. talks about 08 and kind of that run and stuff. But as a team and organization, you want that every single year. So the pressure obviously is going to be there, you know, playing in a city like here, New York or LA or anywhere else. So.
Bryce, obviously you got off to the super hot start. Team was unbelievable. Went through the cold spell, you know, part of the second half. What would you say is the biggest thing you've learned about your team this year?
Yeah, I mean, we're never going to give up. We're always going to fight. We're going to do what we need to do as a team. Obviously, like I said, it's tough to go wire to wire, but I'm proud, you know, for the kind of, you know, team that we've been all year long. I mean, obviously, like you said, we went through a little stretch that wasn't fun. Played some bad baseball as a team, and just not good, obviously. So I've got to be better, and, you know, I think as a team we know that. Going into, you know, October, it's different baseball. Everything resets, all the numbers, all the good, all the bad, everything resets. Nothing matters besides winning each game, winning each moment, each pitch, each situation. And as a team, we're looking forward to that. And on a personal level, you know, I think I'm always looking forward to having those opportunities and those situations, you know, arise.
Can you kind of take us through what Rob Thompson and how he handled that, and really how you guys pulled yourselves out of the rut that you guys were in? Like, was there ever a doubt in that clubhouse?
No, I think as a team, you never doubt yourself or your situation or anything like that. I think baseball is, like I said, it's tough to go wire to wire. It's tough to, you know, go in every single day and win every single game you possibly can. Obviously, you want to do that. But you're going to go through stretches in the season that are a little tougher than others, and you're going to play good baseball at times, and you're going to play some bad baseball at times. But obviously, like I said, being able to kind of reset that that situation going into the postseason, I think Tomper, all year long, it's been the same message. Go win games. Go have fun. Enjoy. Obviously, you know, he's very, you know, meticulous about what he says to us, and he lets us kind of go out and do our job and just play the game. I think he has a lot of faith in us. We got a lot of faith in our staff. And, you know, I think that's Tomper, man. He's so even keel. And I said it last year, he's like an oak, right? Like, you talk about Wyatt Earp being an oak, in Tombstone. And that's kind of how he is, man. He just, like, he's really good at the helm. He's been in the game for a long time. He understands. He's seen all the situations you could imagine. He's played in big markets, you know, or coached in big markets and seen big players and role players. And I think we just have such a great group of guys that kind of lead itself. And, you know, it's just been a lot of fun.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bryce Harper with us on the WIP Afternoon Show. Bryce, I think we all see you as a team leader. Who would you say in the clubhouse are the other leaders, quote unquote, of the Phillies right now?
Yeah, I mean, I would probably say Schwarbs, obviously. I think he does a great job. He's been on a lot of good teams. He's learned from a lot of good players as well. He understands what it takes to win and played in big markets as well. Obviously, at the top of our pitching staff or helping our pitching staff is our catcher, JT Realmuto. I mean, he does such a good job with, you know, our bullpen and obviously our starting staff and just kind of the way he commands our staff. The way he calls games and calms our guys down or anything like that. I think he's just the epitome of what a catcher's all about. Obviously Trey with our infield and stuff like that, but it's just, I think everybody kind of has their role. And I think that's the big thing about our team is we all look in the mirror each day. We understand what our roles are. Nobody tries to do more than what they can. And everybody in each situation does their job. And I think that's the biggest thing is not, you know, nobody tries to do more than they can or anything like that. Obviously there's times that you do in any game that you play. But at times I think guys do such a good job of just being themselves, understanding what they can do, what they can bring to our team. And I think that's what makes us really good.
We heard some audio from Rhys Hoskins yesterday about what it's like to play in Philadelphia. How would you describe it to somebody who has never been here?
I don't think you can. I really don't. I don't think you can describe it until you really live it and understand what it's all about. And I think the message last year, right, was like, if you don't understand it, we don't want you here. We don't want you to come in here because you'll never understand what it's like. It's passionate. It's hard. It's a lot of fun. I think that's the one thing about free agents, right? When you're trying to talk to guys to come to Philly, you have to talk to the right guys. And when you talk to guys like Schwarber or Trey or JP signing back or Cassie or anybody else, you kind of have to understand what that takes and what it's all about. I can't imagine playing anywhere else. It's the greatest place to play. Obviously, people talk about other places and things like that, but there's nothing else that I want to ever, you know, play in front of or play for or anything like that. It's the best fan base in all of sports, and I mean, everybody sees that, and everybody's going to see it on Saturday, when the bank turns red.
What? Oh, do you have? Now I know you won't say who, but when you look at the other teams in the National League, do you have a mental inventory of, you know, I might rather play this team than that team?
No, I mean, I think when you start looking at it like that, I think when you're saying you want to play one team or the other, it kind of comes back and bites you. In baseball or any sports, I think, especially in the NHL and baseball, it's anybody who gets hot and keeps it going is kind of the team that wins, right? So I don't care who we play. Obviously, they're all really good teams. Once you get to this point, you know what their goals are and what they want to do as a team. And if we play Milwaukee or if we play the Mets, it's going to be two really good teams, really good opponents. So just looking forward to that.
Bryce, we did two things this summer. You know, when you host a sports radio show and it's June or something, you got to get creative. And we got creative a couple of times, and we did a thing where we let listeners vote on the top 11 athletes in Philly, and then we let them vote on who is the Mount Rushmore of each team. And in the top 11 list, you came in number one. And in the Mount Rushmore of Phillies, you were on it. What do you think it is about you? I know. It's amazing.
No pressure.
Yeah, no pressure at all.
Yeah.
What do you think it is about you that resonates so well here?
I don't know. I am so grateful for every opportunity that I've gotten in this place, the good, the bad. Sorry, my kids are swinging bats right now.
It's okay. Let's go.
Cruz, I don't want Cruz to freaking crush his sister. Just stand back. All right, sorry. But no, I mean, obviously being able to play somewhere that the fans care, that the people care, that they understand what it takes as a group. And I think that, you know, being able to have the determination to go out there each day, the grit to go out there each day. They spend their hard-earned dollar to come to games each night. If that's the Eagles, if that's the Sixers, if that's the Flyers or us, they want the best out of you, and I expect to give them greatness each and every night. Obviously, there's times where I don't, and there's good and there's bad, but I want to give them everything I can each and every day, just like when they go to work every single day. If they're, you know, working for the radio, if they're working for, busting iron or rod busters or working concrete or anything like that. I mean, they talk about the days that are hot in the summertime for us. And I remember I was talking, and they're like, "Oh man, it's hot out there. What, you know, was it tough for you guys today?" And I was thinking, I said to him, I said, "You know what? I said, you know how easy it is to go to first base? Obviously, it's tough, right? But to go out and play first base every single day instead of going and busting my butt in a freaking, you know, in a ditch or, you know, building something or being in Center City with 120 degrees. I mean, that's hard work, man. That's what this city's built on, and I respect that so much. And that blue collar mentality, man, it makes me go out there and try to play as hard as I can for these people, just to give them a glimpse of happiness, you know, each night. And that's what it's all about. I want to win so bad. I think this whole team does, this whole organization does, because we see that hard work, we see that determination, and everybody that kind of comes to our ballpark. And there's nothing like playing in this city. I'm forever grateful for it. I'm so happy that they picked me and I picked them as well. And obviously, that dream and that goal is to win a World Series, and I you know, can't wait to do that.
We had one of our staff said that you should be on the Mount Rushmore over Mike Schmidt, and I know, and I love you.
Who would ever say that?
Yeah, it was tough. You know, it was a tough. So, last thing, you know, Chuck, our caller, of course. We've noticed this thing with Chuck where he's jumping on and off his loyalty to people, and if you don't perform, Chuck sort of turns on you. So just know that Chuck is out there waiting somewhere. You know, the pressure of Chuck is out there, man. We're really excited for the playoffs, and I think we all feel that the timeline has been building to this offseason, and we're all so excited for Saturday and so excited for hopefully the long run, and we appreciate the time you gave us today.
Yeah, no doubt. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Bryce.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.